What's up, Tony Talks fam? It's your favorite podcast host coming at you with season two. I have absolutely missed recording episodes and sharing stories with y'all, but I am back, baby. I took some time to really soak in life and all that I accomplished last year. And let me tell you, last year was crazy. So much happened, some amazing things, some challenging things, and I had to let go of certain relationships, but God also brought genuine friendships into my life. Oh, and did I mention, I got married! And not only that, but I also graduated with my master's degree in marketing. 2024 was crazy. Everything was moving so fast, so I knew I had to pause. I had to breathe, get my mind right, enjoy my husband, pour into my son, and nurture the friendships that truly matter. Before the year ended, I prayed and asked God for direction and strategy for season two of Tony Talks. So if you followed me last season, you probably noticed a shift. That shift wasn't random, but it was very intentional. In 2024, I had such an undeniable encounter with God where He made it clear that my platform isn't just for me, it's for His glory, and that assignment hasn't changed. I have a story to tell y'all. Y'all know I always do. But before I dive in, let's take a quick break. So grab your coffee, settle in, and when we come back, I'm spilling all the tea on how this season's theme, Answer the Call, Spill the Tea, came to be. Stay tuned.
I feel like Oprah.
My mic sound nice. Oh, Tony Talks is on the radio.
Check one.
My mic sound nice.
My girl Tony, stay coming with the looks. You hear me?
Check two. My mic sound nice.
Tony Talks is that girl.
Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake, Queens is in the house. Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Yo, you gotta be quiet. Tony Talks is on.
The theme for season two of Tony Talks is Answer the Call, Spill the Tea. I'm going to give you guys a story. I'm giving you the backstory of how this theme came about. I'm giving you back, front, middle, all of that. At the end of 2024, I booked a one-night cabin getaway for me and my husband. A lot had happened at the end of 2024. We got married December 12th. I graduated December 14th, and yes, I walked that stage because I worked hard for that master's. And then Christmas came so fast after that. Before the next year, I was like, okay, we need to go somewhere and just take it all in with no distractions. So I booked us a cabin in the woods. Now, I know that sounds like white people activity, but please, let me tell you, it was an amazing experience, and it was so much fun. While we were there, we studied the word, we talked about God, we caught up on journaling for the year, and some other things because I'm married and I'm grown. The time we spent together studying the word was absolutely amazing. God spoke to us through His word, and it was in that time spent with God where God began to give me strategy and topics for season two. What I love about that whole experience is that God didn't give me strategy and ideas all at once. God knows your girl, because if He would have given me all the ideas and all the strategy at once, it would have overwhelmed me. And I probably would not be sitting here recording this episode today for the date that He told me to release season two, because it's something about being overwhelmed that makes me want to not do something at all. So God knew to give me piece by piece. He allowed me to plan out each piece that He gave me and wait until I planned that piece out before He gave me the next piece. And I love that. Like, God's so strategic. I love it. Over the past few months, He's just been revealing and showing me what He needs me to do. When we were on our way back from that cabin trip, God began dealing with me on His people being disconnected from Him. And He began to give me an episode idea about that. When I got home, I remember I wrote it out and I got the idea to use a phone for the visual. That's how the orange phone came into play if you've been seeing my visuals on social media. It wasn't until around mid-January or February that God gave me the idea to name the season Answer the Call. God spoke to me last year and told me that he has called me to be a prophet. I struggled with that because it sounded too grand for my little bit of knowledge. So I struggled with it, not because I didn't believe in him, but because it felt too big for me. I kept thinking, like, God, are you sure? Me, Tony, a prophet? And what's funny about that is I knew before he even told me, before he even confirmed it, I knew that I had the gift of prophecy, but it felt like before he confirmed it, I was like, okay, I can like play around with it because God ain't really told me yet, but I have a feeling. But when he confirmed it, it made it real. So that put pressure on me, and y'all, doubt came knocking real quick. I started second guessing, like, what if I'm just making this up? What if people don't believe me? What if I get it wrong? So that fear had me hesitating when I knew God was speaking to me. I would feel something in my spirit, but instead of moving, I would sit on it and I would question whether it was really him or just my own thoughts. But here is where things shifted. Last year in September, I had another experience, and this one really shook me. Now, if you've been rocking with me since last season, you might remember the episode Jeremiah 1 and 5 that I released. And in that episode, I shared how I had been feeling this weight, like this heaviness in my spirit, but I didn't know why. So what I did was I went on a 1 week fast and I prayed. I studied the word, but I still felt like I wasn't getting the answer from God. I didn't know like what he was trying to tell me. So that Sunday at church during worship, my pastor told us to pray for our nation, and y'all, something in me just broke open. I started weeping, and words and tears just started pouring out of my face. I knew it was deeper than just emotions. It was a feeling that I can't quite explain, but I just wept for America, for the nation. When I got home, I remember I pulled out my journal, and the first thing I wrote was, "My heart mourns for the world." That's when God made it plain what the feeling, that feeling of heaviness was that I was experiencing. He revealed to me that the heaviness that I had been feeling was actually grief, but it wasn't just my grief, but it was his. It was grief for a world that wasn't listening. It was grief for people ignoring his warnings and for those who are turning away from him. And in that moment, he got me all the way together too. Because not only was it grief for other people, he also told me that that same heaviness that I felt, that's what it would feel like if I refused to answer his call, if I chose to disobey. He told me that if I chose to disobey, y'all, get this, that I would mourn his presence. So that was a wake-up call for me. I had a choice to make. Either I was going to keep running or I was going to answer. And let me tell you, God is patient because I really feel like God was like, girl, how many more signs do you need? Like, how many more times do I have to speak to you before you trust that it's really me? And the truth is, he never stopped calling me. He never stopped trying to get my attention, and I love that. My job is to be obedient and to keep answering the call.
On the real, what I would do is actually keep it minimalist because it has such a grasp of my vibe.
Yeah. Riding through the city, sitting pretty, wifey and my baby with me, got me feeling like a king right now. With a mission and a vision, God is with me in the kingdom, need the willing and I'm with it, no doubt. If I lack any conviction, need a path or some wisdom, freely it is given, let us pray out loud. Surrender my inhibitions, I find your redemption, I'm forgiven, sweet words from your mouth. I need more of that, I need more, I need more of that. Give me more, give me more of that, I need more of that. I need more, I need more of that. Give me more, give me more of that. Praise God, we gon' catch a vibe. With him, we will never die. Give my life and testify. On a whim, spirit hit my mind. Knew when I was spoken straight, the devil would be petrified.
thinking life was just fun and games. By the watch and a shame, never even knew his name. You see, now I'm on a different tip. Time flies when you win the whip in a different lane, huh? I need more of that. I need more. I need more of that. Give me more. Give me more of that. I need more of that. I need more. I need more of that. Give me more. Give me more of that. Until my cup overflows, nourish my soul, fill it up until I'm spilling out. I felt time when it froze, knew I was chose, gotta grind till we get it now. Surrender control, all this is yours, leave my feet when they hit the ground. When it's my time to go, your arms got me home, may the blessed be delivered now. Look, I need more of that. I need more. I need more of that. Give me more. Give me more of that. I need more of that. I need more. I need more of that. Give me more. Give me more of that. I need more of that. I need more. I need more of that. Give me more. Give me more of that. I need more of that. I need more. I need more of that. Give me more. Give me more of that. I need more of that. Need more. I need more of that. I need more. I need more of that. Your grace and love, I need more. Your peace and strength, I need more of that. You love me so, I need more.
I hope you all are enjoying this story so far. I want to share another important part of my journey with you. And then I have a very special surprise, especially for those who've been rocking with me from the beginning. And I do mean the very beginning of my podcast journey. So let's get back into it. An important fact that I want to mention is that I attend a church, Mark Church, here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I love my church. At the beginning of the year, my pastor shares with us the vision that God has given him and his wife, who was also a pastor. They share the vision that God has given them for the new year. And for 2025, God spoke to them and told them that we would be studying out of the book of Acts all year. Acts is my number one favorite book in the Bible. And so I was really pressed. I was really pressed about that, because if you've read the book of Acts, then you know that the book is all about spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. What I admire so much about the book is the boldness and courageousness of the disciples, and how they weren't afraid to go out and talk about Jesus to anybody, whether they wanted to hear it or not. I truly admire that so much, because I don't think it's a coincidence that my heart's desire is to spread the gospel. When things happen, or when God reveals things to me, I just get this feeling like, oh my gosh, I want to go out and share it with someone, because it's so good that I want somebody else to experience or feel what I feel and share in that moment of awe with me. I know that God has called me to do that, to share the revelations that he gives me, to speak up in those moments where I would typically be quiet. He wants me to share the stories, the testimonies, the ups and the downs, because I truly feel that this is a season where God is revealing himself to people who may be on the fence about him, or who might have some doubts. And he's also using his people to reveal the truth of his word. I truly believe that. I feel that I've been set apart. Just like in John chapter 17, verse 19, Jesus says that he has set himself apart for holiness, so that they too may be set apart for holiness by means of the truth. And to be set apart for holiness means to be set apart for a holy purpose. It's a separation from the ordinary, and it's a dedication to a higher calling. I really feel that God has set me apart for a higher calling. Just the way that my life has transformed over the past year and a half, my life is so out of the ordinary, and it blows my mind. I know that I'm set apart for a higher calling, and I know that I'm supposed to use my platform as a way to spread the message. So answer the call. Spill the tea. I want to break that down a little bit more for y'all. We were all created for a purpose, with purpose. God didn't put us here just to exist. Each of us has a calling, but the choice to answer it, that's on us. We can run from it. Like I said, I tried to when he told me I was a prophet because I was like, hold on now. Or we can surrender to God and allow him to reveal our true purpose. One thing that I realized is answering the call isn't a one-time thing. It's literally a daily decision to obey Christ, to dive into his word, and to listen. He is the light that guides our path, and without him, we're walking in darkness. And if we're walking in the dark, y'all, we're lost. So you can't just answer the call once. You have to keep answering it every day. God has called every believer to share the gospel. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus commands us to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them to follow his ways. As disciples, it's literally our responsibility to spread the good news. And trust me, every chance I get, oh, baby, I'm gonna spill the tea. The tea is the good news. For me, spilling the tea means sharing the gospel and the stories behind my journey. Even though I answered the call last year, I was still a little afraid and insecure about what God had revealed, but he reminded me that it's not about my confidence. It's about my obedience. I'd rather step out in faith, even with fear, than be disobedient to God. So season two is all about answering the call, doing what God tells me to do, and sharing his word without hesitation. I'm here to spread the stories. I'm here to spread the testimonies, the ups and downs, because God has put his words in my mouth and I have absolutely nothing to fear. Whew. Answer the call, spill the tea, baby. Y'all, I have a very special surprise for season two. God blessed me with the idea to have someone very special join me on this show, and that special someone is my sexy husband. Tell the people, hey, babe.
Hey.
So, yes, Tony and Terrence Tuesdays are back.
You.
Well, maybe not every Tuesday, but every now and then on Tuesdays, we coming on here and we're going to chat it up together about God.
About God. Because we find ourselves a lot of times, we could be watching a movie or a TV show and I'll pause it and be like, do you see how this lines up with God or, you know, something like that? And right. Then we'll be in the conversation for a good hour.
Yes.
Just the other day, Mason was real hungry, but we started talking about how we invested in so much and Mason got even more hungrier. And that's the beautiful thing about our marriage so far is that we just really dive deep into the word at any time.
And time just flies by.
Yeah. God time. That's one thing I learned about.
So much time just in awe about God. We can go from talking about God to just being like, oh my, just in awe. Remember that one time you came home and I was telling you how I was in awe and then you got in awe and then we just ended up on our knees praying.
Yeah.
You remember that? Mm-hmm. That happens all the time. So I'm so glad that God laid on my heart to include my husband in this season. Who knows? All the seasons to come, because I really enjoy talking with my husband. I enjoy the conversations that we have and I just love how God filled they are. Our lives have literally changed and we want to share that with each and every one of you. Are you excited?
I am. I'm very excited. It's been a very, very long time, but I'm bike.
He bike. I'm really excited for season two. I shared some stories with you about how Answer the Call, Spill the Tea came about. You got a special surprise, my husband.
Hey.
Going to be featured on this season, and I'm so ready to see what God is going to do. I pray that you all stay with me on this journey. I pray that God touches at least one of you who was listening during every episode, and I'm so excited for God to just do his thing. He about to do it. He already told me he gonna do it, and we just gonna wait, and we're gonna keep being obedient. We're gonna keep answering the call. And babe, mm-hmm. I think it's only right we do the thing. What you think?
Is that right? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. It's Tony
and Terrence.
Only on Tuesdays, because you ain't about to take over my show.
I knew it.
The podcast. We out. Peace.